red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Words appear in red over a static-filled background, a Netflix original film. In an anime world, a young man sporting a huge cowlick wears a trench coat and holds a briefcase.
I used to look up at space with hope and wonder in my eyes until space looked back.
A giant face leers.
Invader Zim, evil alien soldier of the Urken Empire, sent by his diabolical masters, the Almighty Tallest, to infiltrate Earth and prepare it for the coming invasion. Disguised as one of us, he moved into my neighborhood. He went to my school, and with the help of his vile mechanical servants, plotted to destroy everything we have, everything we are. And then he vanished.
My name is Dib Membrane. I'm 12 years old, and I'm all that stands between Zim and the annihilation of our world.
Dib faces off against an armada.
No!
In a cartoon, a view drifts down to a neighborhood.
Prepare your starving, gurgling child bellies for the awesome eventuality of dinner!
At home, Dib's father, Professor Membrane, shows off a robot with an oven for a belly. A cooked meal teleports from the oven onto a plate in front of Dib's sister, Gaz.
Foodio 3000 hopes you love what I have made. Also, what is love?
Looks great, Dad. I'm gonna eat that food.
Hold up now, daughter!
Isn't it time your brother joined us?
Oh, man, no. Since Zim vanished, Dib's been in his room for, like, a million years. I hardly recognize him anymore. He just sits there in that chair, getting grosser, smellier.
He sure does. But try to be more understanding. Dib's finally letting go of his silly obsession with aliens and ghosts and all his other non-scientific nonsense. And it's not easy for him. Imagine if you stopped believing in, oh, video games.
Don't even joke about that, Dad.
Gaz bends a fork with her clenched fist.
Okay. Letting go of silly ideas is just part of growing up. Why, as a child, I thought sharks were my friends.
He curls his cyber fingers.
I know better now.
He covers the hand with a glove.
So try to be more supportive. He's your brother, after all.
Okay, Dad.
Gaz dons a yellow suit, its bubble helmet labeled Gazmat, and sulks out of the room. She trudges upstairs holding a skillet. Rounding a corner into a dark hallway, she presses a control on her helmet. Bright beams of light shine from both sides. She stops before a closed door, her eyes narrowed. On the door, a poster of a pointing, white-bearded man bears the caption, "Believe." As Gaz frowns, a meter on her suit shaped like an exclamation point grows redder.
Hey, Dib! Dad says come to dinner!
She hurls the skillet at the door, which opens, releasing a thick cloud of green gas.
You know I can't leave my post, Gaz. Just shove the food in here.
In shadow, Dib watches monitors.
Can't shove it like a shoving stick.
Zim's still out there, Gaz, so I have to wait and watch. No one else will. They could never see the truth. Why, though? Brainwashing? Mind control? Brain-erasing ghosts? Nobody believes me now, but I'll make them see. I'll expose him to the world and open humanity's eyes to the danger they were in all along. Even Dad, world-famous man of science, will say,
I believe you, Dib. I'm sorry I ever doubted you.
That's the worst Dad impression ever. But, Dib, let it go. Zim's been gone a long time. And as far as you know, he might just be gone for good. I'd be willing to bet that Zim will never, ever... Oh, wait, there he is.
They eye one monitor.
It's Zim! He's back! And he's doing stretches! Nobody stretches like that unless they're warming up for evil! This is it!
Dib creeps to the doorway.
Waiting for!
What are you doing?
Get to Zim!
He exhales green fumes.
Look at you! The world's not ready to see what you've become! You're hideous!
He inches forward on a chair.
The smell!
The world needs me!
Take a bath first! Take me!
the view pulls into Gaz's wailing mouth, titles appear. Nickelodeon presents. In Dib's bedroom, more than a dozen surveillance monitors display different angles of Zim and his shorter robotic sidekick, Gurr, as they exercise. Zim wears a human disguise while Gurr sports a hood resembling a dog's head. Written by Jonan Vasquez. Teeth gritted, Zim does push-ups. Supervising producer, Breen Burns. As Zim stretches a leg on Gurr's head, Gurr slurps a slushie. Art director, Jenny Goldberg. Lying on his back, Zim does leg lifts, using Gurr as a weight. Music by Kevin Manthe. Zim does reps hoisting a miniature purple moose by its antlers. Storyboard director, Jake Wyatt. A title appears, formed from swirls of white energy which fade, replaced by purple mechanical components, Dib Membrane versus Invader Zim. Enter the Florpus. Bolts of energy crackle against a spiraling graphic, then white light fills the view. At night, a downpour soaks a suburban street, created by Jonan Vasquez. Lightning reveals the long shadow of a head crowned by a huge cowlick. Seated in his office chair, Dib propels himself down the street toward a small house sporting a huge antenna dish out front. Produced by Joanne Estuesta. Executive producers Jonan Vasquez and Mary Harrington. With flies buzzing around his crusty face and long matted hair, Dib spots Zim in the house's front yard, 1 foot perched on Gurr's head.
Zim!
Yes! It is I! And... Oh, wait. Sorry. You'll have to move along, hideous goblin. I'm posing dramatically for when the Dib shows up.
I am Dib.
What? But give me a sec here.
We know each other.
Ahem.
I can tell. You set up sprinklers and everything.
Zim kicks a boombox, disconnects the sprinkler, and feeds a strobe light to Gurr.
You can't prove anything! Anyhow, I...
Where have you been, Zim? I've been monitoring your house, the school, that taco place you love so much.
No, Gurr loves that place. I think it's dirty.
I ate a baby there.
He did.
What have you been up to, Zim?
Phase one of my evil plan, human. Phase one.
As Zim rubs his hands together, the view switches, revealing his bulging pink eyes and two antennae atop his head. Beneath a sign reading Official Hiding Room, Zim sits, undisguised, inside a toilet bowl in a dingy bathroom. Gurr stands beside him while the miniature moose hovers nearby. Zim taps the toilet seat up and down on the bowl.
Computer, laugh with me!
I don't want to!
The image appears as a video on Zim's smartphone, which he shows to Dib on the lawn.
You've been in your house, sitting in a toilet all this time?
Yes.
Like, the whole time?
That's right.
Did you have to sit in the toilet?
No! Not try to understand the ways of my people, Dib! From the moment my mission began on this horrible planet, you've been there, haunting my every move like a squack in my schmoop squiz.
A what in your heart?
And while the rest of your kind were easily fooled, you were able to see through my brilliant disguise!
As he sheds his disguise, a neighbor spits out his soda.
Martha! The neighbor boy's an alien!
Zim puts the wig and contacts back on.
Never mind, Martha. He's normal.
I knew if I vanished for long enough, you'd just watch and wait. Your neglected body growing smelly and useless. But that was only phase one of my evil plan. Well, keep watching, Dookie Dim. Watch helplessly as I begin.
Phase two!
Zim kicks over a trash can.
No!
I'm switching people's mail around!
That's illegal! No!
Dib's chair falls.
I'm reading someone's newspaper! I don't pay for a subscription!
Ha-ha! Nobody reads newspapers anymore, but now stop!
Mini Moose, get in on this mayhem!
Mini Moose floats over to Poonchie, who stands by a car with a pizza slice sticker.
That's my mom's pizza sticker. She is crazy for pizza!
As Minnie Moose stares, a purple cloud forms around the sticker and it starts to peel off.
Don't! Don't! Don't!
The sticker floats free of the window, then affixes itself to Minnie Moose.
Excellent!
Me! Me! Let me do one!
Gurr gobbles a small dog, which blasts out of his head, leaving a smoking hole.
I launch that pug into space.
I thought you liked that pig.
Why'd I do that?
What's the matter, human? Why aren't you stopping me?
Can't fight back. Sat too long. Chair fused to butt. More chair than man now.
Humans are such fragile, goopy things. No Urkin would ever become a chair.
Wait, was that phase two?
Of course it was. Probably. You know what? Now I'm not sure. Either way, you're helpless to stop me, Chair Dib. So long!
Welcome home, son.
Sprawled on the walkway, Dib stretches his hands out.
See?
As several garden gnomes surround him, the door shuts. In blackness, red lights power up along with a mechanical device. As Zim stands in his living room, mechanical arms remove his black wig and contact lenses. More machinery disassembles his robo-parents.
Excellent work, me! All is going according to plan, but there's still much to do, Gurr.
Yes, sir!
Gurr takes off his hood, runs, and falls down. He hops on the couch and turns on a TV cartoon. One smiling character hugs another.
Floopsie.
Computer!
What?
Open a connection with the almighty Tallest, my leaders, and biggest fans.
Preparing to call the Tallest.
You see, Gurr, the Tallest...
Now calling the Tallest!
The Tallest haven't heard from me, their greatest and most incredible invader, in a very long time. They'll be sick with worry.
Glowing signage on the side of a red space destroyer reads, The Tallest. An armada of smaller spacecrafts accompany the massive vessel. Decorated with a smiley-faced alien head, the huge ship opens fire on surrounding planets, obliterating them. Approaching a planet with a hole blasted through the middle, the destroyer rams into it, smashing it to rubble. A view zooms in through a window beneath the smiley face. On the bridge, two tall Urkin aliens with antenna and green faces like Zim's enjoy snacks. As the red alien slurps a slushie, the purple one eats a bag of donuts.
Hey! Remember Invader Zim?
Who?
Zim! Tiny! Screamed a lot!
The guy that sends us the donuts?
No! That's Invader Jim! He's great!
Oh, wait! Zim! We hate him!
Yeah, that's him! Remember the time we lied and told him we were sending him on a secret mission to Earth, but really we were just getting rid of him because he's awful?
Yeah, we're hilarious.
My Tallest, there's an incoming transmission.
Yep, life's been pretty great ever since Zim vanished for good. Anyhow, send that transmission through. I wonder who it could ever be.
It is Isis!
Tallest Purple spews out a stream of brown, chewed-up donuts on the floor, then at Tallest Red, and finally on a tiny comms officer.
My Tallest, you'll be overjoyed to know phase one of my most ingenious plan to prepare Earth for your arrival was a success!
Zim? We thought you were dead!
Could a dead Zim do this?
Zim rocks back and forth and dances side to side. He shows JPEG photos labeled Human Dib and Chair Dib.
Sirs, my earthly arch-nemesis is now a sad chair, leaving me free to complete the most diabolical phase of my plan. Phase two, wherein I...
Zim darts across the room, scratching and pounding his head. The almighty Tallest stare back over the TV.
Computer, put them on hold! Oh no, I really can't remember what phase two is. I must have sat in that toilet too long. Think, Zim, think!
We don't care, Zim!
Why didn't I write it out?
Wait!
Computer, play back any recordings of me discussing phase two.
One recording found. Would you like me to record any and all mention of phase two?
No, thank you! Zim forgets nothing! Besides reminding me how cool I look and sound, that was of no help.
He knows we can still see and hear him, right?
I liked when he was dead.
I remember phase two!
You do? Good work, Gurr! Tell me!
You gotta order a million pizzas, and then I gotta roll around in them pizzas, and that's the story about how I turn into a giant pizza.
Gurr sticks out his tongue.
This isn't the time for the giant pizza story, Gurr, and that will never happen!
Gurn knocks snacks over, then splatters nacho cheese over the couch as he bounces around.
Silence! I need to think! Just calm down!
Zimsy's tallest purple continuing to munch his donuts.
Computer, did you put the tallest on hold?
Nope.
Now sporting spider-like legs, Zim blasts the TV. The next-door neighbors peer in through a huge hole in the wall as the legs retract.
I don't think they heard anything.
Yes, they did!
I am Urk's finest invader. If the tallest find out I failed to dominate the Earth because I forgot phase two, who knows what they'll do?
Now, in a cavernous chamber, spectators fill stands of an arena. The almighty tallest look down on Zim, who stands on a platform.
Invader Zim! You were once our best, most amazing invader! But now you're dumb!
Also stupid!
As punishment, you'll be stripped of your invader rank, re-encoded as nothing!
But you can't! I am Zim!
Control brains, re-encode!
Energy courses from a cable into Zim.
Re-encoding!
Zim slumps, his eyes twitching and tongue drooping.
It is done, my tallest.
Zim, you will live out the rest of your long, sad days as...
The cable drops him into the mouth of a monster below.
Wait, no, never mind.
Zim snaps to attention.
Grr! Time is of the essence! The tallest could be here any day now, and Dib won't stay a chair forever! Go to my scheming lab and bring me everything that could be phase two! Quickly!
Gurr rockets out of the room. Later, painted text on a sheet covering the hole in the wall reads, Phase 2. Gurr empties a box containing a duck, a half-eaten sandwich, and a sneaker. As Zim glares, Gurr responds by showing off a potato-powered light bulb. Zim waves his arms, then Gurr tosses a stack of pizzas on the floor. As he rolls in circles atop the pizza, Zim cringes and yells. At the membrane's house, Dib sits in the chair throwing air punches nowhere near the boxing heavy bag hanging before him. Gaz blasts him with a high-powered hose. Back at Zim's, Gurr shows his boss a wooden toy sword and a miniature donkey. Zim waves him off and he sadly leaves, dragging the donkey who chomps down on a pizza. Meanwhile, the flabby-bellied Dib jumps rope, still stuck to the chair. Gurr presents a dancing mechanical cat dressed as a leprechaun who shoots rockets from its claws. Zim gestures angrily. Now looking more cleaned up, Dib does push-ups on his bedroom floor while Gaz rocks out on an electric guitar in the doorway. Among the clutter in Zim's living room stands a cryo tube labeled Dib's Master and bearing a red reject stamp. Gurr arrives in a hovercraft and fires waffles and syrup from a huge cannon. Zim yells with exasperation. Gurr holds a bell jar. Inside, a giant scorpion doffs a bowler hat. Hand on his chin, Zim grins, then the lunging scorpion tackles him. At his house, Dib sports huge biceps and six-pack abs as he pumps iron. He grits his teeth and foams at the mouth, the beefy muscles in his neck bulging. Back at Zim's, the cat rides on the donkey. Zim emerges from a pile of junk.
Useless donkey!
He storms to the kitchen and opens the wastebasket.
I need more time to remember phase two! Computer, how much longer do I have before the tallest arrive?
He drops inside.
Information unknown.
Unacceptable! Access the tallest computers and retrieve their flight plan.
He descends to his underground base.
Right away, sir.
Are you doing an accent?
I get bored. P.S. There is insufficient power to access the flight plan.
Then find more power and be sneaky about it.
Cables shoot out from the house.
Activating sneaky mode.
They enter neighboring homes. One runs right through the neighbor's belly.
Sneaky!
Another upends a car.
Sneaky!
Energy courses through the network of cables.
Sneaky!
A grid-like view of the neighborhood shows lights going out until only one is left shining. Zim's satellite dish extends.
Flight plan retrieved.
In a spherical chamber, Zim rides a platform up to a holographic map of space.
Along this line is every world the Urkan Armada plans to conquer. But where's Earth? The tallest said it was the most important mission of all. Computer, zoom out.
Zooming out.
Keep zooming out until you find out how far the tallest are from Earth.
Zooming out. Zooming out. Zooming out. Zooming out. Zooming out. Zooming out.
Hurry it up.
Zooming out. Zooming out.
Fominos! I must begin phase two before Dib gets back into annoying fighting shape.
Zooming out. zooming out, zooming out, zooming out, zooming out, zooming out. Zooming
I'm out. Sure it's there. Somewhere.
The view recedes from Zim's house.
Zooming out, zooming out, zooming out, zooming out.
In Dib's room, he lifts hand weights.
I was in bad shape, then I got too in shape, now I'm back to normal shape!
He hurls them at the walls. Dib sweeps clutter from his desk and sets down his briefcase adorned with a symbol of an eye. He grabs some books and a laptop. He tests out a camera and a pair of handcuffs, then shuts the briefcase. Clad in a ghost t-shirt and trench coat, he smooths his cowlick, which snaps back up. As he bends forward, straining, the ejected chair flies through a window.
Oh man, Dib, not the coat.
It makes me look mysterious. Now step aside! I've got a Zim to stop!
Outside, Professor Membrane and four kids wear high-tech bracelets.
All right, test children. These bracelets are just prototypes, so try not to breathe or think while the energy field...
As the kids float upward, Dib arrives.
Behold, my boy child! I can't remember the last time I saw you this excited about science!
Huh?
My new Peace Day Edition Membracelet!
He clamps one on Dib.
Tomorrow, at my big keynote event, I reveal it to the world! And when Peace Day comes, the children of the Earth will hold hands and... Wait a minute. The alien hunting briefcase? Oh, son. Not this nonsense again.
Dad? Trying to save the Earth from Zim's alien evil is not nonsense. Without me, there might not be an Earth to hold hands around.
Son, there are no aliens. I've tried to be patient with your unscientific interests. Big feats, ghosts, vampire bees.
You saw those sting marks, and you know I eat a lot of honey now.
Well, as a man of science, I need proof, and I just haven't seen...
Proof? Proof?
In the storage shed.
How do you need more proof than this? Everything I've collected from my countless battles with Zim, from my daring travels into the unknown things your science has closed its eyes to.
It makes it very difficult to get to the lawnmower.
That's Tak Ship, an alien spaceship I captured from one of Zim's alien enemies.
Shouldn't spaceships fly?
It will, as soon as it lets me fix it.
Dib, your face is stupid.
It's a fine, fake spaceship you've built there, son, but...
Fake! It's not! Dad, nobody believes me, so I'm used to defending our world on my own, but I wish, just once, you'd have my back.
Professor Membrane lays a hand on his shoulder.
Wishing isn't very scientific, son.
Dib kicks Tak's spaceship, knocking over some jars. As he trudges off, his father watches. A bee lands on one of the honey jars, then bares its fangs with a sweep of its black and red cape. The garden gnomes watch Dib approach Zim's house.
This ends today, Zim! I'm ready for everything you got!
The door swings open.
Welcome back once again.
Gerlach's eyes with Dib.
Intruder! Prepare to
come on in!
Gazing warily at the piles of clutter, Dib treads on a mechanical spider which skitters off.
What do you have for us, Bloaty?
Hey, Zim's evil robot. Where's Zim?
They eye the TV.
It's my special pizza! I make juice for Peace Day!
Bloaty the pig coughs up a whole pizza.
You got 10 kinds of pizza inside the pizza! Oh, that's pretty good.
Child chefs cheer.
Where's Zim?
I don't know. I worry about that boy so much. You want some nachos?
Ger pulls Minimoose from a mound of nacho cheese.
No, thank you.
Hey, keep it down out here. Trying to be miserable in my cheesy cocoon of misery.
What's going on in here? What's all this junk?
Yeah, they're all experiments that I was hoping would be phase two of my plan.
Is that supposed to be my dad?
Oh!
An orange creature waves from the cryotube.
I figured he could replace your actual dad. And I don't know, ground you forever or something? I just couldn't get it to make pudding the way you love so much. Run the illusion!
Zim hurls a bowl.
I don't love pudding. What's that smell?
The smell's all me. What's she gonna do about it?
I'm gonna lock you up is what?
Fine, I don't care.
Wait, really? Why?
Zim shackles himself with the handcuffs and clicks a remote, projecting a hologram.
This is the flight path of the Urkin Armada. And there, shmillions of light years away from that path, is Earth. Do you see what this means, human?
Your leaders only fly in a straight line?
The Talists aren't coming!
Zim collapses.
So, you really give up? I actually, finally, win?
Zim rolls across the floor.
Earth is safe.
I've lost the respect of my Talists!
A promotional video features Professor Membrane.
Come on, man.
There may come a time when we, at Membrane Labs, stop making the world more amazing.
You know, my dad doesn't respect what I do either.
That time is not now.
He thinks I'm crazy like the rest of the world. The world I just saved without anybody knowing.
Dib tosses his membrane, which lands near Zim.
We make history again. Membrane Labs, who wants a better everything?
Wait a minute! The keynote! Dad's announcing the new membracelet tomorrow! The whole world will be watching! If I could somehow take control of Dad's keynote stream, I can expose a real alien! You! Live! In front of the entire planet!
In a fantasy, Dib stands before a cylindrical chamber housing Zim.
I believe you, Dib! I'm sorry I ever doubted you!
As his father applauds, red roses and cheese-covered chips tossed from the crowd land around Dib, who wears a lab coat on a spotlit stage. Back in Zim's living room, Gurr flings the gooey snacks from the sofa. Dib uncuffs Zim.
You just might still be good for something, Zim. What do you say?
Dib extends his hand.
Fine, I don't care.
On his back, Zim offers his foot and they shake. At night, messages on airships hovering over an arena read, "Keynote tonight." Text on a screen reads, "ML, who wants a better everything?"
Ladies and gentlemen!
A platform rises.
I am so very proud to announce...
Professor Membrane takes the stage.
The new Peace Day Edition Membracelet!
Images of the bracelet appear on three giant screens. Apart from the crowd, Dib watches from a railing. Nearby, Gaz stands over Zim.
Dib? Why is Zim here?
Don't worry about it, Gaz. I'll explain later.
This is Dad's big night. Don't even think of doing anything dumb or...
Gaz, don't worry. Just go. Enjoy the show. I'm sure it's going to be something special.
Gaz cocks her head, shooting her brother a sidelong glance. Dib's eyes dart. As Gaz slowly backs away, Dib watches, hands folded and sweat dripping down his face. His sister disappears through a shadowy doorway.
Okay, Zim. Did you use your alien stuff to take over the control room?
Yeah. Give me a minute.
Zim sits up and pulls a round device from behind his back. It flies up and drills a hole through the ceiling. Arriving at a control room, it extends more than a dozen long cables over equipment and monitors. As Zim puts the mem bracelet on Dib's wrist, a tentacled green blob covers it.
I updated your bracelet. Just hit that button and you'll be in control of... everything.
Is this update squeaking?
I guess so.
I can't believe I'm saying it, but this is your greatest work ever.
Yeah.
As you know, tomorrow is Peace Day, and nobody is as excited for the big celebration as I am.
I am
not scientifically possible!
The professor gets in a crowd member's face.
Children, we discovered they generate an energy field of limitless chaotic potential. We call that child energy Childergy. The new membracelet harnesses that Childergy and channels it outward as pure peace and joy. Tomorrow, children will hold hands, encircling the planet in membracelets to bring about a peace unlike any the world has ever known.
Get ready to see the truth, world. But specifically, Dad.
As Dib hits the mem bracelet button, the house lights go out.
Huh? Oh.
Red lights flicker around the arena. A giant shadow falls across the audience. On stage, a figure stands in front of the Urkin insignia.
Oh, no.
The figure wears a lab coat and bowler hat labeled Science.
Greetings!
Greetings, fellow humans.
Zim? Wait, what? Where's my dad?
I'm Professor Zim. Oh, so that other guy just retired and put me in charge. And I just made some exciting new changes to the bracelet.
An image shows the tentacled blob.
No! Wait! Zim's an alien!
On stage, Dib's bracelet transforms into restraints. With a holographic smile over his mouth, he dances on robotic legs.
He's so cool! We should all do everything he says, no matter how evil it sounds! Hail Dib!
Crowd members pump their fists.
Yes, be joyous, you fools! Buy my bracelet and get ready for the most peaceful peace day your grotesque eyeballs have ever seen! The bracelet comes in four colors!
The audience rushes toward the stage. Dib struggles against his restraints. Zim leaps off the stage and crowd surfs. Out of the corner of his eye, Dib spies Gaz restrained beside him. Now, Dib wakes up in bed. He feels his face.
Please say that was just a horrible nightmare.
Son!
Dad?
Breakfast is ready!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
He runs into the kitchen.
Good morning, Dad!
The orange creature wears a lab coat.
Happy feast day, son! You is grounded forever!
Seated at the table, Gaz glares.
Breakfast is the most sciencey meal of the day.
With its giant left hand, the creature seizes Dib by the head, sits him at the table, and serves the children chocolate pudding.
Pudding.
If Foodio 3000 could just perhaps...
No, foodie guy! I'm taking care of it! These my kids and science and stuff!
Gaz, I'm so sorry. Zim tricked me. I didn't mean for any of this to...
What? You didn't mean to ruin Dad's big show, get him kidnapped, and hand Zim the keys to Membrane Labs while you and I are held prisoner by something that looks like Dad having an allergic reaction to radioactive bees?
Something the matter, honey.
Nah, it's cool, Dad.
How can you be so calm? That thing isn't Dad!
Yeah, look. Just go along with it.
You're not our dad!
Oh, man, here we go.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say, son!
The blubbering creature stomps upside down along the ceiling, showering the floor with rubble.
Dib, always kidding. Of course he's our dad. Great breakfast, Dad.
Is it good pudding?
It's the worst pudding I've ever had in my life.
Hey, Tony! It's not easy taking care of two kids on my own, but it's so rewarding!
You're a clone! Our real dad's been kidnapped by Zim.
John, it's not nice to say bad things about your best friend!
Zim is not my best friend!
He's wonderful.
No, he's the worst!
You love Zim?
No, I hate him! He's the most...
I love Zim.
Dib tries the pudding.
We need to get out of here.
And find Dad, but Clembrain's fast.
Clembrain?
Clone, membrane, and yeah, I already tried busting out every possible way. No luck.
You tried escaping without me?
Let's focus on the now, Dib. Every move I made, he was there to stop me.
Remember, kids, I'm here for you. If you ever need to talk about stuff... Stay in school, brush your teeth.
That's good advice, Dad.
Ooh, it's time for peace day now!
Clembrain knocks over the fridge and destroys a doorway, now on a newscast.
If you're just tuning in to our peace day coverage, you're watching Zim,
the new head of Membrane Labs, personally overseeing the sale of his
new mem bracelet from one of the new mobile M-Lab stores deployed all around the world.
At a store, vacuum hoses suck up customers' cash. A giant robot clamps mem bracelets around their wrists and hurls them away through the air as Zim looks on gleefully. A news graphic reads, Global Peace Day festivities continue. M-Lab clerks say number of tramplings, quote-unquote, normal.
So, this show is just Zim laughing the whole time?
And that concludes the laughing portion of the program.
People of Earth, of which I am one because I am human and inferior and disgusting just like you are. Happy Peace Day! My amazing new Peace Day bracelet is a huge success!
He points to a woman.
You barely sentient bag of meat and juice! What do you think of my new bracelet?
I love it! It's a lot more alive than I expected, though!
It sure is. Already, children around the world are beginning to hold hands. Soon, the ring of children will connect right here. And my greatest plan shall be revealed.
As two kids reach toward one another, a graphic reads, "Children sing, people rejoice, fatalities minimal."
He really does seem to love his job.
Wait a minute. That place looks familiar. Hey, is that...
Through a window, Dib looks up at the mobile store.
Zim! Get off my lawn!
Hi, Dib! What are you doing here?
I live here!
You're gonna have to speak up!
You won't get away with this!
What?
You won't get away!
What?
You won't get away!
What?
You won't get away!
What?
You
what?
Dib! Check out how huge your head looks on TV!
Clembrain yanks Dib over and hugs him.
I'm here for you, buddy! Come
Children
here.
Struggle to join hands across a volcano and in shark-infested waters.
Harder! Don't you want world peace? Work harder for Zim!
As two kids try to link hands on a sidewalk, a gray cat turns from one to the other, swatting with its paw.
Hi, Dib!
Later, Zim sheds his science disguise.
Look at them, grr! All this time trying to subjugate the humans, and all I had to do was charge them for it. But the children of Earth are letting me down! I need you to use the power of your Irken robot brain to create a song about peace. One so inspiring, the children will have no choice but to peace harder.
Like this?
Gurr hops from one foot to the other on the floor of a stockroom as Zim studies him, hand on his chin.
No, Gurr! Try again!
Oh, I think I know!
He dashes off, leaving a trail of fire on the floor, then bashes a laptop's keys as he uses an audio editing program.
Yes! Yes!
Outside the store, a boy and girl standing a few feet apart struggle to close the distance between their grasping hands. They stop and look over. A door slides up, revealing Gurr standing by the laptop.
Peace is nice. Peace is nice. Peace is better than chicken and rice.
Elsewhere, Gurr's face fills giant monitors. Watching at home, two kids mimic Gurr, tilting their heads side to side. Holding hands, children sway as an airship with Gurr's image floats over. A girl at the edge of the volcano's crater surges forward, pulling a long line of children behind her. On the opposite side of the crater, a boy at the edge catches her hand and the kids dangle suspended over the lava. A graphic tracking ring integrity rises from 92 to 93%. In the water, sharks join the line of children, singing along with them. At home, Dib watches TV in disbelief as the percentage reaches 98. Elsewhere, the gray cat is led away in handcuffs into a police car. Ring integrity hits 99%.
It's working! It's working!
Stop! Zim's done something to the bracelet! Don't hold hands!
Relax. It's Zim we're talking about. Whatever he's got planned, it's not gonna work.
Gaz plays a video game. From the store balcony, Zim watches the boy and girl straining to join hands. Mouth agape, Dib turns back to the TV. The view alternates between Zim's fiendish grin, Dib's anxious eyes, and the children's grasping hands. The boy and girl finally clasp hands. A TV graphic shows 100% ring integrity. From his window, Dib watches the cloudy blue sky. A squirrel skitters across a fence, nibbling on an acorn.
Ha! Nothing happened, Zim!
Of course nothing happened, human.
It's not enough to simply attach a space-phasing alien horror blob to these bracelets.
Space-phasing?
You'd also need something with the power to harness the dark energy of space to activate them.
A pinpoint of twinkling light orbits Earth.
Only one being in the known universe has such a power. My creation!
Minimus shoots a shaft of purple energy down to the walkway in front of the store where it strikes an Urken insignia inside the green blob covering a child's mem bracelet. The energy passes down the chain of children, lifting them off their feet. A bright purple ring encircles planet Earth, which distorts wildly before disappearing. Laser-like streaks shoot across the dark sky. Dib and Gaz watch from their window. As the house rises, they float along with it. Gurr drifts near an upside-down car and driver. Dib and Gaz drop to the floor.
Behold my victory!
Awestruck people find themselves gazing up at a red-tinged solar system. Earth hovers in space, dwarfed by enormous planets in close orbit.
Look at me being wrong.
What have you done, Zim?
He kicks the door in.
Teleported the Earth to a part of space directly in the path of the Urken Armada. Now the tallest have to visit me next.
Where's our
you
dad?
What? I can't believe I fell for your sad schmoopy act.
My schmoop was no act. I truly felt I had failed the tallest. But then you told me about the power of the bracelet, inspiring me. It's funny, really. Laughter, girl. And I owe it all to you.
Gurr gets up from a puddle of melted ice cream.
To you!
Gaz slaps Dib as Clembrain holds the siblings up by their heads. Racing outside, Zim spies a huge swirling hole torn in the fabric of space.
Is that part of your brilliant plan, Zim?
Probably! I mean, I'm so incredible even I don't know everything I do. Computer! What is that thing in space that just happened?
Thing is a Florpus hole created by the incredibly stupid teleportation of an entire planet.
And is Florpus hole as cool as it sounds?
Florpus hole will suck in all nearby worlds wherein they will collide violently with alternate realities.
There, you see? It's just a Schmorpus hole. Besides, the tallest will get here long before there's any trouble.
Zim, that Florpus is gonna destroy the Earth! You included!
If you're so worried about the Florpus, just get your dad to help.
I'm over here, everybody.
He's only a schmillion light years away on Mu Ping 10, also known as Space Prison! Why don't you hop in your spaceship and go rescue him?
Moe, you don't have a spaceship!
Lawrence! Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some tall company on the way!
A robo-clerk carries off Zim, now aboard the Urken Destroyer.
Hey, tallest! Something appears to have appeared in our path.
What is it?
A terrifying, deadly space anomaly.
Interesting. Okay.
As well as the planet Earth.
The almighty tallest dropped their snacks.
Earth? That means Zim! This is the worst news I've ever heard!
Sirs? We still have quite a bit of time to change course.
But we're going straight! Yeah! Turn is no fun! Why is this happening? Make it not happen!
The massive destroyer drifts. Dib and Gaz sit staring on the couch. Chocolate pudding covers the house.
It's been 10 years, Gaz. 10 long years trapped in this house with the pudding monster.
It's been 2 days, but yeah.
How come you kids don't play with the science puppy I made for you?
Because it's pudding.
I hate this as much as you do, but it's not like anyone can just walk out the front door.
A bloated Gurr shovels pudding in his mouth. He tosses the bowl in the messy living room. He glides off, leaving a long brown streak on the floor.
Okay, it's not like we can just walk out the front door. But maybe we can... Hey, Dad!
Stop calling him Dad!
Now pay close attention to that ham.
Because it's not the last time you're going to see that ham in the story.
Gas plugs Dib's mouth with a ham.
Dad? You and Dib need more father-son time together. Just look at him. He's all messed up. Needs more quality time with you.
Ooh, I see what you mean. You got any suggestions?
Later, the door to the storage shed opens. Dib unveils Tack's spaceship in the yard while Clembrain stirs pudding.
This was a good idea, honey. Science projects bring families together. How can I help you, son? You need me to put some science pudding on it.
Maybe later. You just keep stirring, Dad.
As Clembrain barbecues pudding, the ship powers up, knocking Dib to the ground.
Festering human! You have stolen me away from my rightful owner!
Look, ship. I get that you don't like me and all, but we need your help.
I don't help anyone, but Tack!
See? It's no use!
You hate Dib, right?
Affirmative.
But you hate Zim even more.
Correct.
I see where you're going with this. Helping us break our dad out of Moopington would...
Wait! Do you mean Moopington?
Right! It would make Zim super unhappy.
Flawless logic. I will help you.
Yes!
On one condition.
What's that?
Disconnect my seat sensor so I don't feel your terrible human butts in me.
Deal!
Dib connects two ends of a cable and Gaz twists the cap shut. Dib gives a thumbs up, then Clembrain slops pudding on the grill. Brother and sister watch the spacecraft hover from the ground.
We did it, kids! Hooray for science!
Right. Now about that pudding.
Dib kicks the bowl, covering him in pudding.
Don't wait up for us, Clembrain!
With Dib's name painted on one nozzle, the ship lifts off.
Yeah!
Whale-like creatures with bulbous bodies float past the ship. The Florpus looms up ahead.
Oh, you guys have a deadly Florpus hole now. That's new.
Yeah, let's hurry, ship.
Don't tell me what to do, but okay.
The ship zooms off. On Earth, people stampede past Zim's house.
Now this is what I like to see, Gurr. Pathetic humans fleeing in terror at the sight of Zim!
Nobody even looking at you!
It's a show of respect! Their stupid eyes can't handle all this!
Zim gestures to himself, then eyes a sign reading, Welcome, Tollets.
Anyhow, terrible work on the signs, Gurr. Worse than I expected.
Aw, thank you!
Did you build me that throne I asked for?
As Gurr opens his body panel, a bird flies out. At the push of a button, a walkway splits in two. A towering throne bearing Zim's name rises past the neighbor's apartment where Martha's husband obliviously holds a hot dog.
Excellent! Now, to ascend this throne and claim my rightful place!
The seat lowers, smashing Zim, then scoops him up and straightens in place.
I can't rule the world without cool flames shooting up behind me!
Hit the flames button!
Zim presses a button marked with a flame icon. Exhaust roars up from the pipes and peanuts shower down.
Wait, are those peanuts?
Try the peanuts button!
All right.
Flames, a peanut.
Ooh!
As Zim pushes the peanut button, flames shoot out from the pipes. They sputter to a stop. Flaming peanuts streak down like fireballs. The throne stomps forward. Zim shakes flaming peanuts from his head.
The Tallis will be so happy!
The armada passes the drifting pug.
Zim's so close, I can almost smell him.
Sirs, really, it's no big deal. We can just steer around.
Wait! Why steer around the Earth when we can just blow it up?
Yeah! We're great at blowing stuff up! What is that?
It appears to be a...
Blow it up!
The destroyer blasts a nearby ice cream truck.
But sirs, there's still the life-destroying space hole to consider.
Man, this guy... I fly the spaceship, and I sure love steering.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at me steering all over the place. Look at me steering with my widowed steering hands.
I like them, they're funny.
Tack's ship flies past the planet.
Donk, schmink, schmoop.
Dib dances in his seat.
Ding, ding, bloop. Schmink, schmoop. Hey!
You're
is a bad. Also, we're here. Moo Ping Ten, prison to the galaxy's most infamous criminals.
They breached the perimeter.
Okay, the defenses are about to go down.
How do you know?
Just get ready.
The ship passes through a force field, then fires a ring of lasers at an exterior wall. A perfect metal circle swings away, then Dib and Gaz drop down into a storage room.
All right, now what?
I'll go cause a diversion and come back when you found your dog.
Our dad.
Whatever.
The ship departs. Two hulking aliens stand guard nearby. The guards head toward a smoky explosion at the end of the corridor.
That's our diversion. You ready?
I was born ready, Gaz. This spy code isn't just to look cool.
Dib runs into another guard who sips a soda. They get tossed in a cell. The door slides shut and Gaz pounds on it.
Now we'll never find Dad!
Dib faceplants on the floor.
Oh. Normally you crying on the floor is hilarious, but come on.
It's all my fault, Gaz. Why aren't you saying I told you so?
'Cause making fun of you is no fun when you're this sad. You're my brother, man. I only torment you because I know you can handle it. I've done way worse than throwing you in a space prison. This is nothing. Get up!
He rolls onto his back.
I was supposed to save the world, Gaz, not help Zim destroy it. I was gonna show people the truth. I knew if they saw something amazing, even if it was horrible like Zim, people would just wake up and stop obsessing over all the little things and see that there was something bigger out there, something to unite against. Instead of fighting each other, the world would know there was...
Hey, Zim, shut up and look!
Standing with alien prisoners, Professor Membrane holds Gaz.
Son, I didn't want to interrupt your lovely imaginary speech.
Imaginary?
Well, the last thing I remember was something hitting me on the head and starting this incredible hallucination.
No, this is all really happening. Zim, use your bracelets to teleport the Earth to another part of the universe. Do you know how?
He's not gonna know how.
Son, the mem bracelet is just for running apps and world peace. But, theoretically, one could use it to, say, create a galactic stargate of sorts, yes?
A giant face gapes.
Well, we knew it was possible, but only with the addition of a purely theoretical alien horror blob energized by a purely theoretical tiny purple space moose. But all those things don't exist, so we didn't worry about it.
Mini moose! Dad, if you had that purple space moose, could you use it to teleport the Earth back where it belongs?
Theoretically. Mm-hmm.
Too bad we're in prison.
A wall breaks open and Tak's ship hovers outside.
Three human bots is too many, so I brought this! Hop in!
This is all so real!
Not a hallucination!
Shotgun!
As Gaz sits in the cockpit, her father and brother board a boxy trailer.
See you later! Only enough room in there for you guys, I guess!
Thrusters fire, leaving the aliens covered in ash.
Hang on to your disgusting bots!
What's with you and bots?
As they zoom at warp drive, Dib's distorted body stretches. Zim's throne floats over a city.
Okay, enough running and screaming! Let's mix it up a bit! Maybe bow down before me or something!
As a giant head of Floaty the Pig crashes down from atop a restaurant, people leap for cover.
Leaping is good.
Tak's ship emerges from warp drive.
Well, that was very convincing.
Because it's real, Dad!
How could anything that horrifying be real?
He points out toward an electrical storm at the center of the spiraling Florpus. He sips from a mug of tea.
Dad, the Earth's minutes away from being destroyed! Why are you laughing?
Minimoose is a funny name.
Asteroids batter the ship.
Normally I'd say don't touch me, but maybe a little help?
A panel rises before Gaz. She tosses aside her game controller, puts on goggles, and slips her hands into a pair of control gloves. In a virtual display, crosshairs line up with various asteroids. As Gaz unclenches her fists, the ship's laser cannons blast the giant rocks, clearing a path through the asteroid field. In back, a queasy Dib keeps a hand cupped to his mouth. A whale-like creature swats the ship with its forked tail. The tiny craft hurtles back toward Earth.
This isn't good!
The cable hitching the trailer to the ship frays and snaps.
Yes!
The trailer plummets and spins. Straining, Dib touches a control panel with his foot, undoing his father's safety harness just before the trailer splits in half. He grabs hold of his dad's hand.
Marvelous! I truly believe I'm falling to a hideous death!
Hang on, Dad! Don't let go!
Don't worry! None of this is real!
I'll prove everything to you! Just hang on! You'll be proud of me!
Son, you don't have to prove anything. I'm always proud of you.
Dib loses his grip and his father sails off.
Dead!
Back on Earth.
I did it, Ger. The humans cower in fear before my superior Urkin might. And just in time. Is that the tallest I see?
A fiery object crashes down on the throne. Zim bounces to the ground along with Ger, who holds Minimoose tethered like a balloon.
Dib?
Dib emerges from a smoky blast crater.
You! Give me the moose!
Ger hands Minimoose to Zim. As he takes off running, Dib gives chase. He vaults over a rock wall, which Dib bursts through. As Dib lunges, Zim goes airborne. He drifts upside down, then his feet plant themselves on solid ground. Gravity pulls Dib up beside him, and they race along the rotating planet.
That moose is the only thing that can save Earth from your floor piss!
Get your own moose, human! This one's mine! Ha! I think you're cool too, Mini Moose!
Zim activates his robotic spider legs and vaults away into space. Dib spies two bug aliens chatting nearby. Dib points at one. Dib rides atop the alien, its wings flapping furiously. He hops off its back and a foot chase ensues across a field of floating debris. At a park, a banner reads, "Happy Blorf Day, Gloinky." An adult alien sets a cake before a child. The view zooms out and the tiny planet spins as Zim and Dib run in place atop it. Gale force winds rip through the park, sending cake flying into Gloinky's screaming mouth. Losing her grip on a tablecloth, she sails off. Dib follows Zim onto various objects floating in space.
Give me the moose!
No!
Give me the moose!
No!
Give me the moose!
No! I liked you better when you were a chair!
And I liked you better when you were a toilet!
I was not a toilet!
Zim unleashes the leprechaun cat, which shoots claw rockets.
Leprechaun cat, no!
As Dib strikes the cat, it explodes in a cloud of green smoke. Zim lands on Earth.
I was hiding in the toilet!
Dib crash lands, facing Minimoose. An army of robotic M-Lab store clerks appears. One grabs Dib and hurls him away. His fierce expression fades as they close in and pounce atop him. As Dib struggles to free himself, Ger and Zim smile and wave from atop the giant Bloaty the Pig decoration.
Zim! No!
A distant view shows a mound of dog-piled robots.
Well, he's dead. Ger, all this evil is doing a number on my throat.
Fetch me a soothing lozenge!
A bright twinkle appears in the sky, then a ball of energy strikes the mound of robots. The ball ripples out as it rises, cutting a swath of destruction over the area. The energy dissipates, leaving a bigger blast crater beside the first one. Two silhouetted figures rise from the thick smoke pouring out of the new crater. Borne aloft by rocket boots, Professor Membrane clutches Dib's hand.
Dad!
He looks over at his son and nods. They touch down, facing the robot clerks clad in ML store uniforms.
Why are you wearing those shirts? I never hired any of you!
Professor Membrane fires energy bolts from his hands at the assembled robots. As parts of his cyber arm slide together, wisps of smoke waft out. Two lines of robots stand flanking a long furrow cut into the ground. As they stare forward, their blue facial displays curl into red frowns. Dib holds tight to his briefcase.
Don't worry, son. I've got your back.
Professor Membrane and Dib assume battle stances. The professor fends off the charging robots with energy blasts. Shielding himself with the briefcase, Dib gets in an occasional blow. Zim watches as cyber parts go flying.
Spencer! Dib on! Maria! Lawrence!
He catches a panel labeled XC. Professor Membrane fires at Zim and Gurr, knocking them off the giant bloaty head.
Your robot brothers and Maria!
Yes, my master!
Gurr draws the toy sword, mounts the tiny donkey, and charges. A slight gust of wind tips the animal to its side, knocking Gurr from the saddle and blowing them away.
You're terrible, Gurr!
It's over, Zim!
Professor Membrane sips tea.
Oh, it is? Well, now I'm sad.
Wait! Have you forgotten?
You're grounded!
Uh-oh.
Get away from my son!
He dodges Clem Brain's punches.
What's happening? What is this thing?
He's you, Dad!
What?
Who's me, son? I'm me! But who's that? Pudding weight!
I'm very confused right now.
So, it has been revealed. You've discovered the clone is not actually your real father!
You told me he wasn't my real father.
Boarding wave over.
He socks Membrane.
Feels so real.
We need that moose, Dad.
Nothing's uglier than moose jealousy, Dib. What the? Where is he?
Tack's damaged ship crawls over.
Yours is the worst. Part of them all.
See? There's that ham again.
Dib pulls the ham from his shirt and throws it to Gaz. Standing atop a rocky peak, she wields it like a sword as lightning strikes it. Back on the ground, she tosses it at Zim, knocking him over. Professor Membrane sees Clembrain holding Mini-Moose.
Great work, honey, but...
Oops.
Honey? Fighting didn't solve anything. Also, I found this little moose thing. Look at it. Isn't it funny?
I command you to return the moose and destroy the Membrane family.
But they're my family. And that guy, it's like looking into a mirror.
Oh, I don't know.
I should have known you'd fail me. You couldn't even learn to make pudding the right way.
Clembrain sobs.
Hey! You leave Clembrain alone!
Yeah! It's the best pudding I've ever had in my life!
Dib and Gaz stare defiantly across at Zim. Wiping tears from his eye, Clembrain cradles Mini-Moose in his giant hand. With a forlorn expression, he makes his way toward Zim.
Excellent! Now just...
Clembrain seizes him. He tosses Mini-Moose to Professor Membrane as energy crackles from the Florpus.
It's happening! Use the moose!
Right. Use the moose.
He turns it this way and that.
Everyone, hold hands again!
Yeah! Your lives depend on it!
Okay! Hold my hand!
No way! Be serious! Now come on, everyone! Faster!
The children link hands.
I did my best.
It's no use, Dib! You've lost! The Yurkin Armada is already here!
Forward cannons, now at full power!
Professor Membrane twists Mini-Moose.
Almost have it!
Dad, hurry! We're entering the Florpus!
Seen from space, the vortex sucks planet Earth inside. Energy crackles around the planet, followed by a giant shockwave.
Zim has won!
Brilliant light flashes before reality shifts and Dib appears rendered like an anime-style cartoon.
No pressure, Dad! But I...
Go
Cut me some slack! This is my first moose!
Relax. It's just realities colliding like my computer said.
And tearing Earth apart, you moron!
Dib changes from a boy to a robot, then back again. A sphere with a molten core breaks apart as Earth sails past. Everyone shapeshifts again and again. They shoot fire from their faces, then appear bug-eyed in garish colors. They turn into wooden puppets for a moment. Professor Membrane twists Mini-Moose's antlers, changing the others into dogs. As Earth whooshes through the vortex, a deep rift cracks along its surface. A crevice opens up in the ground beneath the children's feet.
I've got it!
Mini-Moose lights up, hovers, and breaks apart. The pieces form around a sphere, enclosing a display reading, Save World, Y/N. Morphing constantly, Professor Membrane presses Y. Reassembled, Mini-Moose emits an energy beam which extends along the line of children. A purple ring encircles a model of Earth. Aboard the destroyer, the comms officer watches an icon disappear from a screen.
My tallest?
The Earth. It's gone.
That's great news! Crisis averted!
Hooray! Now we don't have to turn!
Sirs, there's still the horrifying space hole straight ahead!
Why are you so negative?
Yay! Woohoo! Yeah!
The destroyer gets swallowed up by the Florpus. 24 hours later, planet Earth sports a giant bandage. The membrane house stands in a disaster zone.
Now, prepare your eating faces for incalculable nutrition!
Gaz and Dib sit before plates of ham steak.
Good work, Foodio.
Thank you.
Gaz, lean.
I hope you can taste the love simulation I made it with.
Just one final ingredient!
Clembrain covers the meal in chocolate pudding.
Family and pudding and science robots and stuff!
So, does he live here now or what?
I'm still very confused.
Enjoying your loser's meal, eh, Dib?
Losers? Your plan failed.
Did it, Dib? Did it? What if I told you my plan all along was to steal this whatever it is? Phase two. It was phase two all along.
Is that the ceramic clown puppy from our living room?
Who's laughing now, Dib? I am C.
Balanced atop Gert, Zim falls from the window.
Why didn't you invite your little green friend in for dinner, son?
Dad, that was Zim, the alien who almost destroyed the world, remember?
Son, of course I remember.
Dib's eyes quiver.
I remember getting hit on the head and dreaming up all that crazy stuff.
What?
At Zim's house.
What's happening? Is everything over?
Yes, Gurr. I'm just waiting for the tallest to answer this call so I can tell them all about my success.
Did we win? Did we win? Did we win? Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win?
Zim opens his mouth.
Did we win?
Of course! Zim always wins!
He stares off across the room. Mini-Moose flies over.
No thanks to you working with the enemy. Good one, Mini-Moose. I can't stay mad at you. Ah, here we go. My tallest, I am pleased to report my plan was a success and I now have Dib's puppy clown thing, which was my plan all along. Does this please you?
A transmission shows puppet versions of the almighty tallest quivering with panic surrounded by smoke and flames. Color bars with the Erkin insignia appear on screen.
That sounded like a yes to me.
The pug crashes down, driving Zim into a crater on the floor.
Yay! I miss you so much!
Gurr gobbles the pug, which blasts out of his head. A title appears, Enter the Florpus. Credits roll. A message scrawled beside a frowning face reads, "Do anything is real?" Now, the pug drifts through the starry stillness of outer space. Nickelodeon Productions, copyright 2019, Viacom International Inc., all rights reserved. Nickelodeon, Invader Zim, Enter the Florpus, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Inc.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.